And a game that children play where one child will be it and the other children will hide. You call that?
We could call that, Tom. Hide and go sleep.
Okay. And the tree you touch to be safe.
What do you call the tree? I guess base.
And in football, you run toward the...
Goal line.
And it says she walked up to the altar and what down?
Kneeled.
And if you were tired, you might say, I think I'll go to the couch and...
lie down.
And you said he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up all morning. He just...
lay there.
And... talk about something that you saw in your sleep. You'd say, this is what I
dreamed about.
And often when I go to sleep, I
dream,
but I can't always remember what I
dreamed about.
And you say, I dreamed I was falling, and just when I was about to hit the ground, I
woke up.
And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say, you what the floor?
You hit the floor?
Or you... you go like that, you say stamp or stomp.
Stomped, I guess. Stomped.
And if you saw a friend of yours maybe leaving a party alone and you had your car, you say, can I what you home?
Can I offer you a ride home? Or can I take you home?
Okay. What about carry? Carry you home. Would you say that?
I'd say, can I take you home?
And to get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and...
pull it.
And the other way would be...
push it.
And if you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car, you'd say you picked it up and...
carried it.
Any other expressions people use?
Let's say carried it,
Did you ever hear lugged it or toted it or...
yeah, lugged. Lugged is what I was trying to think of.
What does lug mean?
Well, it sounds like you really... having trouble with it to me.
Something that's hard to hold on to or heavy or...
yeah.
What?
Something that'd be heavy that you could make it but barely, you know. Mm-hmm. Just...
what about packed? Did you ever hear that?
I'm not really familiar with it.
And if a child left her pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there, she'd say, I bet somebody
took it or stole it.
And if you wanted to brighten up your room for a party, you had a lot of things growing in your yard, you'd go out and...
go out and cut some flowers.
Or you could say cut some.
Or pick.
Huh?
Pick some flowers.
And you'd say, well, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will...
get rid of them.
And someone's got to always smile and doesn't lose his temper. You'd say he's got a good sense of...
humor.
And if you're about to punish a child, he might ask you not to punish him. Just give me one more.
Give me one more chance.
And if we were planning to meet somewhere, I'd say, well, you don't have to hurry. If I get there first, I'll...
wait for you.
And something that a child plays with, you'd call a...
a toy.
Any other name?
I guess just a toy. I mean, now if it was a baby, you know, well... some baby plays with a rattle, you know, a rattler, but just a toy, that's all I can think of.
Did you ever hear the expression of play pretty?
Oh, I have. You know, you might, an older person might use, for a very, an infant or a very, very
uh-huh.
small child, it's, you know.
How would they use that? They'd call it a...
just refer to an object, a little, a rattler or something is a play pretty.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that yourself?
No.
And a child that's always running and telling on the other children, you call him
a tattletale.
Would you use that word about a grown-up?
No. Probably call them a fink.
Okay. What about the term pimp?